Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Smith. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting third. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Shano Collins. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Chaplin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Piercy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Piercy. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. And now, play ball. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan bunts towards the mound. Piercy fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Piercy covering, for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Piercy fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. Two outs. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock takes first base on ball four. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaplin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Piercy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piercy hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Robertson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 0 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Johnson moves to third. Mulligan moves to second. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Chaplin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Rourke. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoski hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schock bunts towards the mound. Piercy fields it and throws to first for the out. Shealy moves to second. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheely scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins strikes out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. George Burns now playing first base. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive towards third. Dugan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaplin is 0 for 1 in the game. Chaplin is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Piercy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piercy is 0 for 1 in the game. Piercy takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Piercy moves to third. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pratt hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Piercy, and towards O'Rourke, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chalk for the out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mulligan bunts towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piercy fires to first and has Mulligan trapped. There's the throw to O'Rourke, who tags Mulligan for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaplin is 0 for 2 in the game. Chaplin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Piercy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piercy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Piercy hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 3 in the game. Ma still bunts towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to third. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hooper scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Shealy moves to second. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheely scores. Schock moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schock scores. Robertson moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoski bunts towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-3 in the game. Pratt hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-3 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.